You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Victoria's historic apology to First Nations people, another step in the treaty process. Reserve Bank issues its final rates decision for the year. And in sport, Saudi fans await confirmation Mo Salah will join Al Hilal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Gruhl. The Reserve Bank has kept interest rates unchanged at its final board meeting this year. That means the official cash rate remains on hold at 3.6%, a decision widely anticipated in light of resurgent inflation in recent months. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says while many Australians would have welcomed a rate cut, they would not have expected it. He says mortgage holders should not be disappointed.
The three interest rate cuts that are already in the system this year are saving someone with a $700,000 mortgage about $4,000 a year. So the three rate cuts which are already flowing, which the Reserve Bank has said today the benefits are not yet fully felt, that is providing welcome relief to Australians with a mortgage who are doing it tough.
Shadow Treasurer Ted O'Brien, however, says the RBA decision to hold rates demonstrates that the federal government has failed to manage the economy effectively. He's described the lack of rate relief as tragic news ahead of Christmas.
The average Australian mortgage holder is paying $1,800 more in interest every single month compared to when the Coalition was in government. That won't change. In fact, next year, it's likely to get worse.
The Victorian government has issued an historic apology to the state's First Nations people. The opposition refused to back the apology because the wording mentions treaty, which the Liberal Party has vowed to repeal within 100 days if it wins office. But Premier Jacinta Allan has told Parliament she hopes that together with the state's truth-telling and treaty process, the apology will help unite Victorians.
For the laws, the policies and the decisions of this Parliament and those that came before it, laws that took land, removed children, broke families and tried to erase culture, we say sorry. For the tears shed in the dark, for the silence that shadowed their years, for the childhood taken and never returned, for the stolen generations, we say sorry.
The Israeli military has launched a wave of strikes in southern Lebanon. No casualties have been immediately reported, but Lebanon's state news agency says that Israeli warplanes carried out a series of strikes throughout the south. The Israeli military says it was targeting a Hezbollah training compound, military infrastructure and a rocket launch site. The strikes come less than a week after both Israel and Lebanon sent civilian envoys to a military committee monitoring the ceasefire struck between Israel and Hezbollah in 2024. Cambodia's Defence Ministry says at least six Cambodian civilians have been killed in renewed clashes along the country's border with Thailand. Phnom Penh's Defence Ministry says two civilian deaths happened when the Thai military fired into the border province of Bantaya Mayanchi overnight. The Thai Army says one soldier has been killed and 18 others wounded since clashes broke out on Sunday. In Sydney, Kanit Itatabud has spoken to SBS Thai about his concerns for family in the region.
I just got off the phone with my younger brother. He said the explosions started around 4 a.m. The roof was shaking with each blast. People are scared. There's no sense of safety at all. And when political interests, whether local or national, get entangled with one side or the other, it's ordinary people who pay the price. Families on both sides are suffering. Some are even related to each other. The displacement, the uncertainty, the impact on people's lives is enormous.
Back home, and leading figures from across the political spectrum have gathered to farewell one of Australia's most notorious kingmakers, Labor power broker Graeme Richardson. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was among the mourners at the state funeral service in Sydney's St James's Church, along with one of his Liberal predecessors, Tony Abbott, and ex-Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce. Graeme Richardson had a controversial career as a Labor senator and minister during the Hawke and Keating governments and remained a prominent figure after his retirement from politics, despite being embroiled in several scandals stretching back decades. Mr. Albanese has told the service that Mr. Richardson had nevertheless commanded respect across political lines.
And if Graham was not perfect, he was always very direct. That much was evident in the famously self-aware title of his memoir, Whatever It Takes. He had that rogue's charm, an instinctive capacity to disarm. It's no secret that he played his politics hard, very hard.
To sport, and soccer fans are awaiting confirmation following reports linking Liverpool forward Mohamed Salah with a potential January move to Saudi Pro League club Al Hilal. Speculation has intensified after the 33-year-old voiced frustration with Liverpool manager Arne Slot following Saturday's 3-3 draw with Leeds. At Al Hilal's club grounds, players and supporters like Abdullah Rahman Al Harbi say Salah could boost the team's title hopes.
I heard that Mohamed Salah is coming to Al Hilal, God willing. He'll help us secure the first title, God willing, and we'll win the Asian Championship. God willing, all the best to Al Hilal.
I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News.